This is a YouTube. The man speaking is George Webb. He's an investigative reporter. And you can find out about him. And this is, he's talking about Anthony S. Fauci, F-A-U-C-I, and the patents he holds related to the coronavirus pandemic. Private patents.
Okay, Fauci's patents. Fauci's patents certainly don't impugn his morality. Fauci's patents don't make him a bad person. Fauci's patents may have been a medical necessity at one point, if you believe him. Fauci's patents don't necessarily mean he's doing pay-to-play or he's doing anything wrong. But when you're in the middle of a worldwide pandemic and you profit through your patents from the worldwide pandemic, it immediately, without being transparent, without presenting, hey, I have a whole bunch of patents in GP120, glycoprotein 120, and I'll explain why glycoprotein 120 is so important, and it was so important. Been that way for 30 years with HIV and his work on HIV. If you don't present that information up front, what happens is people lose faith in your transparency, and they think that somehow you're shilling, somehow you're working for the Wellcome Trust, somehow you're basically serving up viruses, or you're waiting for viruses to be served up so that you can serve up vaccines, sort of like Dmitry Alperovitch used to do with the computer viruses. And so this is something that if you're in this business, you don't ever want to be be susceptible to. You want to be upfront and say, hey, just, you know, before I brief you on this pandemic, I want you to know that I own several key patents and I'm going to make quite a bit of money the bigger this thing gets. It's one of those things where you just have to, if you have an interest, a financial interest in one of the outcomes, you have to be upfront about it when you're talking about it. And he has been wall to wall in the media. So let me, there's about four different glycoprotein 120s patents that he's got. And I'll explain why that's significant in a second. But I've deliberately not talked about Fauci up until now. Obviously, there's been a lot of books written about Fauci. Bruce Nussbaum, who was with Newsweek, wrote a book about him called Good Intentions, on how Fauci hijacked sort of the FDA process for approving AIDS drugs, and how he put his name on the patent for interleukin-2. He kind of took the patent away from all the other folks working on interleukin-2. He said he had to do it. Somebody had to get the money, so it may as well have been him. Okay. But Bruce Nussbaum talks about Fauci in detail with interleukin-2, and then how he then had to give it over to the Wellcome Trust, the Burroughs Wellcome Trust. And again, I didn't mention this until I saw Virginia Bonassi's name on the blueprint for WHO. And of course, she had written several RFPs for the Burroughs Wellcome Trust in terms of Ebola response, in terms of HIV response, these measles responses, these cholera responses. It seemed like all these different responses in Africa and Haiti, Middle East, Burroughs Wellcome is involved in, and her, Virginia Bonassi's name's on it. If I hadn't seen Dr. Bavari's name also on that WHO blueprint, again, he's the guy who takes the intellectual property out the back door at the Fort Detrick. He's the guy who shuts down the federal tracking agents courier program, the tracking. If I hadn't seen his name also, if I hadn't seen Dr. Tedros's name, and I didn't know his whole history throughout Africa as a war criminal and looking the other way for just about everything, measles, supposedly his brother died of measles, but cholera, Ebola, you name it, Dr. Tedros has missed it. I am pro-vaccine. I want everybody to know that. I'm pro-vaccine. I had a lot of anti-vax folks approach me over these last few years, promoting their books and so forth, and I made the decision not to promote their books because I felt that they were anti-vaccine. but I am pro having pros do vaccines. I am not pro amateur vaccine. I want Tiger Woods to be my person promoting the vaccine. I don't want Hootie and the Blowfish, even though they played in a pro-am golf tournament that I saw them play in. I don't want Hootie and the Blowfish doing the vaccines. And what you literally have here assembled up there on stage with Trump is a bad Hootie and the Blowfish. So at least Hootie and the Blowfish is not a bad garage band. I mean, they would kick any garage band's butt. Now, they're not that great of golfers. I've watched them play golf. But I would never put Dr. Fauci up in front of a group after his record with HIV. Again, pay to play with this interleukin 2. Again, this direct pay to play payoff for Burroughs Wellcome Trust doesn't look good. The rapid approval, the fast track approval of that, his vaccines, and the death and all the side effects that his fast track approvals have brought. One that comes to mind is the measles, I believe. He had the fast track approval. Of course, he's had others. If they didn't have limited liability of $250K per person and a vaccine court, a private vaccine court, the liability and the class action could have been in the trillions. He did the same thing with swine flu. Swine flu, he had huge overestimates of the amount of people killed and so forth. So literally, Dr. Fauci, and what's amazing about this is many books have been written, and this is a battle I didn't want to fight because I didn't want to be considered anti-vax. I believe the gal who just drowned here, Maeve Kennedy, McKean, she was very pro-vaccine, but she was very pro-vaccine, not anti-vaccine. And she was exposing. She was not in favor. She was writing letters about Dr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s anti-vax policy, saying, hey, my uncle is wrong. But she did not approve of this cast of characters that are currently in with global health initiatives, did not approve of these the cast of characters. This is really literally like having Hootie and the Blowfish as your Ryder Cup team. And I'll show you how they've blown it time and time again. Again, there's the book. You can just read the book by Bruce Nussbaum. I really thought that this would come forward before this, and it wouldn't, again, fall to this diplomatic back channel for me to do this. I don't like doing this to people's careers. I don't. But at some point, how many months are we going to go through this? When I kind of delineate for you his background here, you're gonna be quite amazed. I'll leave it off. I'll just say one other thing, which is measles with the encephalitis. He testified in Congress that his measles vaccine wouldn't cause the MRM vaccine wouldn't cause encephalitis. It did. It caused in the thousands. That you don't get two chances when you. You don't get two chances. And again, I have a relative that was had a vaccine, and there was an autism event. Remember, this is the same CDC that hit the 362% increase for black males for the MRM vaccine. They hid that information. Again, what do they do in that case? They attack the whistleblower. They never had any public hearings about that. Robert Kennedy did get some of the data, but none of that was ever published. So, you know, where was Anthony Fauci then? And getting to glycoprotein 120, I did a whiteboard session at the Charette where I showed that these are 85 amino acids that code for this. I believe, I can't remember which chromosome codes for it. But anyway, the glycoprotein 120 is key in adherence. It's the thing that makes the difference, the deadliness between the first SARS virus, which didn't kill that many people, and this worldwide pandemic, because of its adhesion. This glycoprotein 120 fools your immune system a lot better. It attaches, and we went through this 30 years ago with AIDS, and I was very involved. My fiance at the time was very involved with working at a place. Portland has a large gay population. There was three waiters, at least I knew two of them that died. And it was a very difficult thing. This is even before the birth of my kids. We were working on trying to get information out about this, and then once the internet came along, I was very involved in getting these Howard Hughes Medical Institute lectures about this to find a cure. And at every point of the way, there was this Fauci guy kind of railroading things, derailing a lot of efforts to come up with a cure, and privatizing and trying to get the rights and the commercial tracking for himself and his kind of cabal. And again, I won't go into this too much more. You can get the book Good Intentions by Bruce Nussbaum, but it really is quite incredible that these guys are on the stage that we see now. And I don't know how else to say it. Tedros, with his background with Kagame, Tedros with his war crimes in Africa. But when I saw this GP120, I just Googled Fauci, and I just didn't want to see the results. It's one of those times where you press the key and you say, I hope it doesn't come back, GP120, because that's the one interface he knows to the CCR5. I always remember the CCR5 receptor because Creedence Clearwater had five band members. So, and that was a very famous interaction to those helper T cells. And I Googled it. I pressed the button. I said, this can't be another interleukin-2. Please, God, don't let this be another interleukin-2. And I pressed the button. Sure enough, Dr. Fauci, four different GP120. You saw with my whiteboard session with the charrette, you saw how unbelievably impossible it would have been for coronavirus, the ones that we knew, the seven different strains that existed in the world before this round, how unbelievably impossible it would be for that four unaltered variable sections that code for GP120, how impossible that would have been to put into the coronavirus without it being inserted with a CRISPR machine, without it being inserted with one of these gene splicing machines, and then to basically know that the solution would have to come in the area of the GP120, and know you're sitting on all the marbles, as it were, knowing that you sat on the key Rockefeller bridge that all the oil producers had to bring their oil over, and that's really what Fauci did. And again, I don't want to be that guy. I'm really shocked that it took this long for somebody to bring forward that Fauci had once again situated himself to be the largest benefactor of this. I can't believe the size, immensity, and scope. But I will tell you this. I put out a whole bunch of videos this morning about how the Strux have been doing this bioweapons testing for the DTRA for 40 years. Peter Strux did this way before Peter Strux ever thought about it in Haiti. And in Africa and in parts of the Middle East. They used these same bioweapons, as I mentioned, in chemical weapons in Syria, Sudan, Ethiopia, all across the belt of Africa, Yemen. And again, we drill down on exactly how the communications, how the NATO military-grade communications is used, how this whole multinational cabal is kept together. It's a very small group, but it's a very important group. And I don't know what else to do other than when your back's up against the wall, you have to put out the information for the people. And you can Google this yourself. Do Fauci and GP120 to see if I'm not right, to see if those patents aren't there. They are.